What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Be Morning Coffee Club and positive on the text line and the phone line. Let's do something better for ourselves. Let's be more fit during this big game. Chiefs and Bills and Bills Mafia, like, okay, I'll do push-ups, squats, jumping jacks when I see things happen. And we have not completed our watch fitness list just yet.
Yeah, I'm actually trying to download Canva on our desktop here because I want to put together an official challenge, a Be Morning Coffee Club.
Let's Bills do it. Fitness. I'm a Canva queen, TJ.
Are you?
Oh my God. I live in Canva.
Do you want to do this if I handwrite them? I won't write in cursive because I know your generation has a hard time reading
TJ,
cursive.
TJ, I can read cursive. I'm one of the last remaining. I'm going to be like everyone, you know, as we get older, it's yeah. like going to be extinctive. Yes. I still can read cursive.
All right. It's funny. Somebody goes, because we were talking about all the challenges for different plays, different things that are going to be shown on TV. And this goes, hey, I'm going to need to rearrange my living room to make room for a blue tent and staffing if I'm going to participate. Maybe I'll just stick with the 12-ounce curls, LOL.
Ba-dum-tsh.
12 ounces.
I'll give that texter credit, though, for saying the blue tent. Because when players get injured, they got to go to the blue tent.
They got to go to the blue tent.
Constantly, the announcers are blue tent.
Yeah.
You know, who's in the blue
tent? Well, because it pops up.
Whoa, they just blow
it up.
Okay, here's another fitness challenge. But what do we do? Blue tent. When someone goes in a blue tent, what can we do? What's like fitness and first aid together?
Should you take 10 deep breaths?
Okay.
Well, how's that going to...
It's good for your mental health.
How's that going to give me carry Underwood legs?
Or how about some really good triceps? CPR pushdowns? It's your triceps.
Okay.
See what I did there? Look at me.
That's not doing anything.
Yeah. No, it's your triceps.
You're standing and you're pushing your arms down.
I don't want to get on my knees right now, but I could.
So are you saying like a push-up, like a triangle push-up?
It could be a close grip. It could be a close grip push-up.
He looks like he's pumping a bike tire. I think that's what he's thinking
but
more.
But I'm using my tricep.
But yeah.
Okay. All right. We might have to get some fitness help here on these exercises.
I don't think that's necessary.
You're sure?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
I think we know what we're doing.
Oh boy. 92.5 WB, hide and go seek. Great game, fun game. Trying to find the best hiding spot so no one ever sees you. I believe it was prepping us to be an adult when we want some privacy. Want some privacy. Doorbell rings. I'm just going to hide. I don't want to answer. And you know what? You don't have to answer it. It's your house. I mean, have you ever experienced something like that? We were like, I don't want to answer. Nah, not going to do it. I'm just going to hide here.
I had to stop at my old roommate's house yesterday. I had some mail that had gotten delivered there. Her boyfriend had texted me. Mm-hmm. When I moved out, he moved in. He was like, hey, Hope, you've got some mail. And I was like, perfect. I was in Henrietta last night. I was like, can I just swing by and grab it? He goes, yep, we'll be here. So I text him. He was the one who texted me originally. Hey, I'll be over in 5 minutes. I pull up. I see my friend, my old roommate, who I've known for years and years and years. I've had the same car for 10 years. Pull in. I make eye contact with her in the kitchen and I watch her go hide. I know she's going to hide.
Wait. Your old roommate, what you were so close to and friends that you lived in her basement, that you battled big spiders and mice? She's now hiding from you? What?
I was like, she doesn't know that I'm here. She doesn't know that it's me. Her boyfriend didn't tell her. And now she's going to hide because she doesn't know who it is. And yeah. I'm like, it's 2 degrees outside and I'm going to have to wait outside. So I'm like, okay, get up, ring the doorbell. I'm like trying to look in the kitchen to be like, it's me. It's too cold to pull my phone out. And I was hoping that she would like register that her boyfriend would tell her. He's in the bathroom. So she's yelling, "Somebody's here! Who's here?" And he's like, "It's Hope. Hope is here. Just go answer the door. It's fine." So I like, she reluctantly like opens the door. She's like, "Here's your mail." I was like, "You went to go hide, didn't you? I saw you go hide."
Oh, you confronted her.
Yeah.
Busted her on it.
I know that she does. When we lived together, anytime the doorbell rang, she would not, if like I was in view of the kitchen, she was like, "Hide right now. Get down." She was like, "Because we're going to have to answer the door. They're going to know we're home." And if we were spotted, she was like, "You have to go answer it. They saw you."
Isn't it crazy how we can act like there's a warrant for our arrest or something? It's just company at the door. But we're like, "Uh-uh. I didn't invite you. You shouldn't be here."
Or solicitors. Yeah. But you know her game. So you called her out on her game. She played with you the hide and go seek game.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, shame on her boyfriend for not telling her. When he knows that she's like this, be like, "Hey, Hope's coming over tonight to grab her mail that got delivered here."
I wish I could say she'll outgrow it, but I got a tale of Mama J doing the exact same thing. I'll get into that next here on your B Morning Coffee Club.
It happened to Hope, one of her friends, ex-roommate. She had to go pick up some old mail there. Not answering the door. You guys make eye contact. She still doesn't open the door. "You're like, it's me. It's cold outside. Let me in." Playing hide and go seek. Wants her privacy. And TJ, you don't think she's going to grow out of it?
No. Busted Mama J. Doing the same thing just a few days ago. Not kidding you. It's crazy we're talking about this. So you know the pamphlet ladies that go door to door and want to talk to you about the Bible and about the good Lord? Well, Mama J loves her some Jesus. So when they come to the door, she invites them in. And she's like, "Yeah, let's sit down. Let's talk about the Bible. You guys want some coffee?" Okay, so they frequent my mom's house because they see she lives alone. And so they see it as, you know, we should come visit her. She really enjoys us being there, yada, yada, yada. So the other day she calls me and goes, did you eat all your goulash? Can you bring me some goulash that you made?" I go, "Sure." Didn't tell her when I was coming. I've got Ava, my middle child, in the car with me. I go, "Here, here's the container. Can you run this up to grandma's door? Just ring her front door. Ring the bell and just hand her the goulash and tell her we got to go." So she's ringing the bell. There's her dog in the window. And I'm like, "Oh my gosh, where is she?" Ava's trying the door. No one there. Ava's trying the door. No one there. I get, turn off the car, get the side door key, go in there. I'm like, "Ava, go in. Make sure grandma's okay."
Okay. You're nervous.
Yeah. Now I'm like, yeah. Where is she? Ava goes in and my mama is hiding by a bed in the guest bedroom. And she goes, "Grandma, what are you doing? Are you hiding?" And she's like, "Yes, I thought you were the pamphlet ladies." And Ava's like, "Grandma, how did you even crouch down that low? Like, well, who are the pamphlet? I just brought you goulash." And she's like, you know, they call, they stop over. They just can't take no for an answer. Now, I told them last time, I don't have my wig on. I don't invite you in to talk about the Lord if I don't have my wig on.
It's all about. No wig, no invite. I'm hiding, not going to answer the
Grandma,
door.
Are you hiding?